1 Chronicles 11:22, it's written that David's mighty man Benaiah chased and killed a lion. Be a lion chaser. Unafraid to stand up and speak truth in these dark and evil days. Never in our history has there been a greater need for Christians to stand and profess the truth of the Bible in an effort to return our nation to a moral and free society. Welcome to Lion Chasers, where faith and public policy intersect. And now, your Lion Chaser in the good fight of faith, Lonnie Poindexter, on Urban Family Talk.
You're listening to the Lion Chaser Show. I'm your host, Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm your Lion Chaser in the good fight of faith. We're broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and we are proclaiming the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God. Had a wonderful time in the first half of the show. If you missed it, shame on you, but you can catch it in a re-air, same time slots, but in the p.m. That would be 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Pacific time zone. Again, that's 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Pacific time zone out there on the left coast, out California way. You can catch a re-air of this show in its entirety. You can also go to urbanfamilytalk.com. That's urbanfamilytalk.com. And you get to the website, find my show link, Lion Chasers with Lonnie Poindexter. Click on the show link, and when you get to the show page, look for the tab that says podcast. And if you click on that tab, that'll take you to the show archives, and there you will find all of the previously broadcasted shows there, and you can listen to them at your leisure. Okay, and you can also take the links and download them into your social media or text them or email, whatever way you connect with those that you know and love, and share the good news about Urban Family Talk and Lion Chasers with Lonnie Poindexter. The phone number to call in is 866-963-2037. That's 866-963-2037. Again, that number is 866-963-2037. If you call that number, we'll get you queued up to come right on the air, right on the show. Amen? 866-963-2037. Well, let me get right to my guest here. Let me mention one other thing, though. And I mentioned this in the first half of the show, and I'll say this again, because on the 14th, we're really going to be ramping things up. Though we have strategic partnerships with ministry leaders and ministry partnerships from throughout the country. India Partners is one of our most strategic relationships, and India Partners goes right down into the pit of HELL and rescues the lost and rescues the children. It's a wonderful, wonderful ministry. And if you want to learn more about what India Partners is doing in India to rescue those who are caught up in sex trafficking, and in particular to protect the children caught up within those red light districts, go to AFR.net. That's AFR.net. Again, AFR.net. That represents American Family Radio. .net, and you'll see the information prominently displayed right on the homepage, and just click through and learn all the different information you can learn about how you can help with this worthy, worthy ministry. And starting next week, I'll start to have some of the members of India Partners come onto the show and talk about the wonderful work you do. It'll bless you. Every time I've had them come on, I go from being elated to having to tear my eyes with a tissue because they talk about the work that they do. We're tremendously blessed as a nation, and one of the things that we should be doing because we're so blessed as a nation is helping those less fortunate than we are. Amen? All righty. Well, let me get right to the topic at hand, the second half of the show. This gentleman I had the great pleasure of meeting back in 2012 is when I first heard this gentleman. If I can remember correctly, it was Colonel Alan West, who was a senator at the time, had provided facilities at the Rayburn Building, and the topic was abortion. And one of the subject matter experts that was speaking was Miss Catherine Davis. And I was like, wow. And I was so excited to hear her speak. And then it was this gentleman that was standing in the audience, who was in the audience, who stood up, announced himself, and began to speak. And I said, wait a minute, he's another subject matter expert. And I remember him announcing himself as Dr. Randy. Dr. Randy. And Dr. Randy, forgive me here, because I'm getting tickled as I remember back on that and coming to Stars and Star. There was these two individuals with this event, and Dr. Randy Short was in the audience, and he should have been up there speaking because he knew as much as they knew, the subject matter experts that were speaking. And so anyway, got a chance to meet this gentleman and the passion that he has for speaking up on the life issue and other issues that are problematic in our community in America in general, but specifically within the Black community. Dr. Randy Short, who is from Washington, D.C. If I'm not mistaken, aren't you a native of Washington, D.C., or you've been here most of your life? And I'm going to post his bio because I would be reading his bio accomplishments for the next 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to just post that in the chat room, and you can read those at his leisure. But trust me when I tell you he is a lion chaser extraordinaire, Dr. Randy Short. Welcome to the show, brother. Dr. Short? Oh, did we lose him?
Yes, I'm here. How are you, Brother Lonnie?
There you go.
Okay, I'm great. I'm great. Well, you know, you've got a lion chaser in your family who is very important to mine. Nanny Helen Burroughs in your family is one of the lion chasers.
Nanny Helen Burroughs. I remember going out to the facility there in Southeast D.C. to learn about her. I had, you know, was not familiar with her wonderful work. And then I believe you were in attendance as well. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And folks, the reason why I've got Dr. Short on the show today is to talk about something that's taking place. You know, what I try to do is always keep you abreast of things that are taking place here in the swamp that have national implications. One of which is there's a bill that's circling around, and the faith-based community needs to know about it. It's called the Equality Act, H.R. 2282. And according to Dr. Short and his cohorts, and this press conference that's taking place tomorrow, it threatens religious liberty and free speech, so the faith-based community needs to know about it. Please, Dr. Short, share with us, what is H.R. 2282, and why must the church stand up and speak up?
Well, the church has a clear and present danger if H.R. 2282, which is also in the Senate, which is Senate Bill 10006, if these get to the president's desk and if he doesn't veto it, and they get it through anyhow, we will basically lose our rights as Christians to practice our faith. African Americans and women will be irreparably harmed, as will children. This bill, let me read the first line of the bill.
Sure.
It's called a bill to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation, and for other purposes.
Okay.
Boy, what I'm thinking, I repeat, to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation, and for other purposes. Have you in your life ever written a proposal or anything and had something so vague that people didn't flag you for, even as early as elementary school? I've never been able to submit anything like this in my life, as even as a child, where I didn't give the full intent of what I planned to do with something, whether it was an essay, a paper, or a sentence. This is a legislation that over 250 people in Congress, that's almost half, have already agreed that they would support. And let me make this extra bitter for you. The two of the Senate sponsors of this bill are Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. On January 3rd, Nancy Pelosi proclaimed that this bill that aims to change 59 existing federal laws by interjecting this these ideas about sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation and to 59 laws. It would destroy, it would gut the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It would gut the Fair Housing Act of 1968. And what I mean by gutting it, it would destroy its original intent, which was in particular to protect African Americans or Black Americans or whatever we call ourselves from one week to the next, we're so confused, mm-hmm. Native Americans and other people who had been racial minorities who had had problems due to an issue. We have some racism in the country. I mean, it's fact. Every country has this problem, not to the same degree. There's something that people aren't going to get along around. But we have an issue, and there were laws, thank God, put in place. Not perfect, but God, we aren't what we used to be. I think right. We can agree to that.
I agree, Doctor.
These people are going to hijack this and put the language of sexuality and all, and people need to understand that the gay ideologues, or the sodomite ideologues, if I could say that, they believe that there are at least 218 gender orientations. 218 gender expressions, gender, or yeah, exactly. It's confusing to them. And it embodies so many different things, and that's why when it says, and for other purposes, some of that involves intercourse with children or persons below the age of consent and animals.
Oh, my God.
If you read the bill, they even mention funeral parlors. What kind of sexual right do you need in a funeral parlor?
Oh,
don't answer. Don't answer. Don't mm-hmm. answer. Don't answer.
So that's the loophole that's in there, that vagueness.
The loopholes for all kinds of things. I have an uncle who's a bishop over 30 churches in Pennsylvania and in other countries, and he told me the biggest problem working in the funeral business is that there are people who have no respect for the corpses of those who are no longer with us.
My Lord.
That's as far as I'll go with explaining that.
Yes.
And I looked at this bill and saw funeral parlors and says, oh, my God. And by the way, this Equality Act that we call the pedophile bill or pedo care, this bill will allow for reverse discrimination against heterosexual people and people of faith. All of a sudden, we'll become people who are not protected. If you read this bill and you understand, they have anyone that gets federal money will have to fully swallow hook, line, and sinker the sodomite agenda. They will have to be very careful in how they conduct their businesses. You can't tell people how to dress. You have to give credit to people based on their gender expression or gender identity.
Identity, yes.
If you read this, if you read this bill, they claim that homosexuals are not benefiting from living in the United States. They lack access to jobs, to credit, to housing, to education. They're the victims of lots and lots of violence. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. 70% of the people killed around sexuality in this country, at least those are drag queens is what we call men that dress up like women, 70% are Black, okay? So you would think maybe you want to do a provision for Black men who don't know which clothing to put on versus bringing everybody else in, because that seems to be where the violence is occurring. Are you understanding me? But the whole rationale for this law is couched in lies. Have you ever been to San Francisco or to Washington or New York and look at who lives in the most exclusive areas to make it seem as if people who are homosexual don't have any money, don't have any access to education and jobs?
Yes, doctor. Let me jump in here. You're making a great, great point. I want to jump in on that after the break. This is Lonnie Poindexter. I got Dr. Short on. You want to miss this next segment. We'll be right back after these brief messages on Urban Family Talk.
All who hate wisdom love death. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. On the 46th anniversary of the diabolical Roe v. Wade decision, the New York Senate passed the Reproductive Health Act, which allows late-term abortions when the baby is up to 24 weeks, or there's an absence of fetal viability, or the abortion is necessary to protect the mother's life or health. The life or health, all factors exception to the law, permits abortion at any point during the pregnancy if the mother says the baby would negatively affect her emotionally, psychologically, familially, or if it negatively affects her age. To celebrate death is to reject wisdom. Baby murder proponents are the new Nazis.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Hi, I'm Crawford LaRitz with a legacy moment. You remember the movie Home Alone, right? In the scramble and confusion to get to the airport on time, this family leaves something very significant behind, the youngest son. This is not discovered until they're up in the air flying over the ocean. While the rest of the movie is about a boy in danger and the trials he goes through, as well as the trials facing a determined, persistent mother, she's willing to do whatever it takes to reach her son. That was a silly movie, but in a sad way, people all around us are home alone. They're lost, without direction, not connected to their Heavenly Father. The question is, what are we, the body of Christ, willing to go through to reach them, to go back and get them? I'm moved by the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 14, verses 2, 4, and 7. He's going through all kinds of hassles, but he doesn't give up. Why? Because one soul is worth it. Listen to what happens to him when he and his team preach the gospel in the town of Iconium. Verse 2 says, "But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers, those preaching the gospel." Verse 4 says, "But the people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews and some with the apostles." There's a hassle going on here. And now verse 7 says that no matter what, and they continued to preach. The very people they were trying to reach were attacking them. There's a point at which we've got to look beyond the opposition and focus on the fallen condition of people. Well, here's what I want you to remember today. The only way others will hear of the hope and love of God through Christ is through us. Whatever it takes, let's go back and get them. They're home alone.
Join Crawford LaRitz tomorrow for another Legacy Moment.
And now, your lion chaser in the good fight of faith, Lonnie Poindexter. Welcome back to Lion Chasers on Urban Family Talk.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Lion Chasers Show. I'm your host, Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm your lion chaser in the good fight of faith. We're broadcasting live from our nation's capital via Urban Family Talk. I've got Dr. Randy Short on the show with me today, and just really digging into, you see, folks, I say all the time on the show that, you know, the faith-based community needs to be aware. You know, the Word of God says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Well, what you don't know can and will, if it doesn't kill you, certainly make you wish you were dead. And we're talking about this bill that they're trying to push through, this H.R. 2282. Where, in short, Dr. Short, it looks like what they're trying to do is get the homosexual and lesbian community depicted as a permanent victim class. I've known for some time, if you've so eloquently illustrated in your speeches and so forth, that they've commandeered the civil rights movement and its methodology because of the plight, very real plight of what we went through to gain first-class citizenship. And they're trying to depict themselves now as victims. And I'm reminded of, I'm from California, sir, and you're certainly right. I mean, it was common knowledge on the West Coast that wherever there was a large or significant homosexual community, property values were on the uptick, you know. And so investors, in fact, and developers would buy in those areas because they knew that the gay community had more disposable income. So here we are, and they're trying to depict themselves as victims, sir?
Yes, they don't have money. They have not enjoyed progress in the country.
Oh,
I mean, they
goodness.
Have some language to that effect, which is so amazing. I read it thinking, I don't know, all of my life I've seen gay supervisors and the bosses. I was thinking, how many gay janitors do you know?
Yeah, not many, I can tell you that. Especially here in Washington, D.C., who I've affectionately dubbed as San Francisco
maybe,
East.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a complete, total bigot, and I don't see the chains and the slave markets and the lynching and all this happening to gay people. And maybe I need to open my eyes. But I don't think that that's the case. And it goes further than that. If you get deep into this law that they did it pass, or this bill, will repeal the 1993 Restoration of Religious Liberty Act.
Ah.
You will no longer be able to say, look, we're a church. We do not want a man in woman's clothing. We don't want this. We don't want teachers that openly expect. You will have to take them or be sued by the federal government.
Wow.
They will become a protected class if they get it their way. The thing that's called MAP, minor attracted persons, or a VERPED, which means virtuous pedophile, meaning I have lust for children, but I would never act on it. Wink, wink.
Oh, boy.
And so if I'm a VERPED as a gender expression or orientation, why am I being treated by people like I'm a MAP versus a VERPED? And we'll be splitting hairs over these demonic impulses. And, of course, the law will all be on their side. Let me give you an example of what we're looking at. Brother Vonnie, did you see that thing that happened about 2 weeks ago where the man received a $7,000 check because he was denied the right to use the women's restroom and the Cuba Libre restaurant on 9th and 8th Streets in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Okay, he got $7,000. The men's room was empty. He felt he was female and wanted to go in the women's restroom. The people basically did not let him go. They'd been fined and embarrassed and had to pay this man. Do you understand what's going to happen to businesses? Do you remember the gentleman who didn't want to make the wedding cake for the gay couple?
Yes, Jack.
I'm thinking, what is it, Masterpiece Cake? Or whatever, he would have lost his business a long time ago if this had passed. In fact, he would have been fined. Do you realize that everybody Christian can then be targeted by people who are into this, and they can set things up, and the law would cover them, and you would lose? They could send out testers, very much like the civil rights activists used to send out people to encounter discrimination and then file claims against these people. They'll go after every single solitary church, Christian organization, or school, or private club, and just wait for you to say no.
There it is. And they're already targeting those types of, rank-and-file businesses for Christian folk. I'm just jotting some notes down, Doctor.
Well, you know what's happening in Washington. I was just on the phone with my godmother's pastor. You know, we have an openly gay mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we may have someone else in Congress. If they're not in that community, they support it so strongly, they should be an honorary member.
Yes.
Okay. They're putting water bill surcharges on black churches. We've lost 300 churches in D.C. in less than 10 years.
Wow.
They're charging, in particular, the black churches. And this isn't being done by white people. These are black homosexuals who are hostile to the gospel.
Right.
Hiding behind their office that's supposed to serve the public to purge the city of God-fearing African-American institutions. See, and this is where I'm going. Tomorrow we're denouncing the Congressional Black Caucus because every single solitary black Democrat in the Congress and Senate of the United States, with the exception of Marsha Fudge of the state of Ohio, supporting this kind of legislation, every single solitary one.
You hear that, folks?
Okay. None of the black Republicans, thank God, but every single solitary black Democrat.
I'm glad I'm not a Democrat, Brother Lonnie. I'm so glad I'm not a Democrat this morning. And we're going to be praying for the deliverance of black people from the curse of the Democratic Party. They've brought us abortion. They've brought us sodomy. They've brought us every kind of wicked thing. They've made us a reproach and embarrassment to our God and our history and to our nation, the Democrats. Oh, my God, we can live without them. They're not the American Express card, but they are an express card to hell. Yes, I said it.
I love the way you put that, Dr. Short. I was just jotting down some notes here. For our listeners out there, what he's so eloquently illustrating is that this is a federal mandate, but he also outlined to you what's happening at the state and local level. Mm-hmm. So you had at the local level here in D.C., and I remember the mayor chimed in on that individual with this identifying as a woman, was really a man, and I didn't realize he got $7,000. That can bankrupt a small restaurant. That'll bankrupt a small business. The same thing. So that's the local level. And then you have at the state level, let's take, you mentioned Jack with the Masterpiece Cakes. Remember the couple that was in, it was either Oregon or Washington State, who was fined $135,000 by the government, the local government, the state government, because she wouldn't make a cake for a homosexual couple. She said, I'll make you any kind of cake you want, but I can't make you that cake because of my religious convictions. And the government went after. And she's just a mom with four kids and a husband looking to augment their income because her husband was the primary breadwinner by making cakes because she liked to bake cakes. $135,000, folks. I don't know about you. I can speak for me, Dr. Short, $135,000I don't have. In fact, $7,000 would bankrupt me if somebody was to come after me and it was the government. So if you have the federal government, the state government, and the local government all working in conjunction together, and just as Dr. Short has so eloquently stated, they're coming after the church.
And they are, and I need to add something.
Go ahead, sir.
The civil rights community, the leadership conference, the Leadership Council for Civil and Human Rights, which is the umbrella group for all of these so-called civil rights organizations. They are led by a Indian woman now, Ms. Gupta, Attorney Gupta.
Mm-hmm.
They've made this a priority. So that means the NAACP, the National Association for the Abortion of Colored People.
Yes.
Urban Greed, National, I won't say what the A stands for, Network, and so forth. All of these groups, supposedly the friends of the poor and the defenseless, and all they want to do is help the pedos and the other folks rip up our kids, rip up our Bibles, rip up our God, rip up our faith, rip up our nation, and hide behind your and my skin color and claim this is the same as the marches where people were praying, asking for God's intervention for peaceful transformation of this country. Mm. The absurdity and the vulgarity of these people galls me.
You know, it's not often I'm at a loss for words, but I certainly am at this point. It's appalling, but not surprising. Dr. Short, given, you know, the times that we are in, but thank God there are individuals like yourself that are watchmen on the wall, making that clarion call to say stand up and speak up. Folks, when we stand up and speak up, evil flees like cockroaches. But if we don't, they will continue to entrench themselves because they're always looking to seize more ground. They're never content to stay where they are. I'm looking here at the time. Dr. Randy, and please, before we carry on, share with our listeners the pertinent information about this press conference that takes place tomorrow.
Okay. We have a press conference from, we're asking people to get there about 12:30. We'll be there from, I guess, 12 until about 5 p.m. The National Press Club is located at 529. 14th Street, Northwest Washington, on the 13th floor. We will give a proclamation calling on the churches to stand up for God and also stand against these, basically these murder of babies that just passed in New York.
Yes.
And the effort for them to pass similar legislation to this pedophile bill in states all over the country, including in Virginia, where it looks like it's going to be defeated. And thank God they're going to get rid of their wicked governor there. We're going to claim it. We'll be there, and anyone that comes, once we do our initial statements, will be free to be interviewed by the Christian media and press, and we want to network with you and meet you because we need a presence here in Washington. I know I'll be there. There's a wonderful group of ministers. It's the Apostolic and Pentecostal Fellowship of the Washington area, which is led by Bishop Alfonso Brooks of Way of the Cross Church. I also know that we have Peter LaBarbera, we have Brother Stephen Black, we have Pastor Stephen Broden.
Yes.
We expect to see Dean Nelson from the Frederick Douglass Group. We have a range of people that will be there. My mother, who's the president of the Mothers of America for the greater Washington area, a range of people who are concerned about families and pro-life and love this country. And speaking of someone on the wall, folks may think I've lost my mind, but that's okay, as long as I know I'm okay. Look, we need to pray for our president. The people that hate our president, the people who denounce our president, they want this bill passed. There are many, many reasons that they're attacking the president of this country.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with Russia.
Preach.
He's taken a stand against what Obama, the abomination, this wicked man of perdition. Oh, my God, why do you have to be black, Lonnie? Oh, my God, I wish you could just let it be somebody in somebody else's group. We claim him, so he's ours. I mean, black America needs to repent for having supported this man.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I thank the Lord I never voted for him. I don't care if the whole world's against me. That was the worst thing that ever happened to this country. I repeat, I don't care who doesn't like me saying it. That man unleashed a Pandora's box of iniquity in this country, and Donald Trump has been fighting to shut the thing. And we need to pray for him. He's not perfect. God has used all kinds of flawed people. One of them is called Saul, who changed his name to Paul.
Yes.
And there's another flawed one named Ronnie, who's now a lion chaser. I'm flawed, too.
Amen.
It says that he takes the foolishness of this world to confound those who think that they're wise. God is confounding the world using Donald Trump. I don't care who doesn't like it. That's what the Word says. He will use who he will. He'll save who he will. He is using this man to stand against this agenda at this time. And we need to pray for him. And he doesn't have to be perfect. I told folks, I voted for a president, not for a priest or a pastor. I would have accepted a priest or a pastor, but that's who God wanted at this point. Yes, I believe that.
I believe it as well, Pastor. I believe it, Dr. Short. And I think he chose him because he'll fight. You know, he'll fight, and we need somebody that will fight.
Yes, he will.
Now, I'm looking here, and I want to make sure I mention this as well. There's a website associated with the wonderful work you all are doing, and you mentioned some of the names. And it's the website is
gonetoofar.org. Gone Too Far.
Gone Too Far.
They moved the goalpost up into the celebrity boxes. It's no longer on the field.
Yep.
That's what it means by for other purposes. Oh, Lord, save us. Forgive this country. Look at what they're doing in New York. Look at the fact that they're going to kill the babies as they're being born. But you know what? This country is more wicked than it's ever been with this movement. At one point, they used to sell black people in New York on Wall Street. Now they're trading the organs of their children on Wall Street. Mm. Oh, my God. And this is supported by so-called black Democrats who are supposed to be our brothers and sisters.
Preach, brother. Preach. Let me jump in here. We got another cue for a break. That's Dr. Randy Short. You don't want to miss this final segment. We'll be right back after these brief messages on Urban Family Talk.
Stacy Washington.
And so to this day, I don't eat green beans. If they bring me a plate of food at a restaurant and they've substituted green beans for some other vegetable because the other vegetable is out of season, I will make them bring me a saucer and remove the green beans from my plate and take them off of the table because I cannot abide green beans. And so Chuck Schumer and the Democrats have to sit down to the table and it's loaded up high with green beans and they have to stay there until they've eaten them all. That's the table they set. They boiled the green beans, they picked them, they snapped them, they put them into the steamer, they've cooked them, they seasoned them with salt and pepper, and now they're on the table with a little side of butter, and that's all they're getting, and they're gonna have to eat these until they win.
Stacy on the Right, weekday afternoons at 2 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Oh, what's that song we used to sing? Amazing Grace was one of them, where we sang, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
That saved a wretch like me.
You know, they took the word wretch out. Many people took the word wretch out. They said, because don't say that. That's offensive. But without Jesus, you are a wretch.
Don't miss Bishop E.W. Jackson and The Awakening. Weekday mornings at 9 Central on Urban Family Talk.
I'm Will Addison, director of Urban Family Talk. We desire to be a movement of time tellers. In 1 Chronicles 12:32, it says, the sons of Issachar were men who had understanding of the time, to know what Israel ought to do. In these perilous times, God is raising up a people of discernment who will see, pray, and act. We sound the alarm as watchmen. We cry aloud that God's people may be activated for his service. Join the movement at urbanfamilytalk.com.
80% of the time, an abortion-minded mother who views an ultrasound or sonogram of her baby will choose life. Here's the story of Candace.
The sonogram sealed the deal for me. My baby was like this tiny little spectrum of hope. And I saw his heart beating on the screen. And knowing that there's life growing inside, I mean, that sonogram changed my life. I went from just Candace to mom. Thank you to everybody that has given these gifts. You guys are giving more than money. You guys are giving love.
There are currently preborn centers which do not have an ultrasound machine. Would you sponsor a machine today? Dial pound 250 and say keyword baby. That's pound 250 and say baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com. Your love can save a life.
Back to Lion Chasers, where faith and public policy intersect, with Lonnie Poindexter on Urban Family Talk.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Lion Chasers Show. I'm your host, Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm your Lion Chaser in the good fight of faith. We're broadcasting live from our nation's capital via Urban Family Talk. I've got Dr. Randy Short on the show with me today. He's with Gone Too Far. That's GoneTooFar.org. And they're pushing back on the darkness. They're taking the enemy head on and looking to push back on this heinous legislation. See, when we are lulled to sleep and busy with life and going to church, paying taxes and taking the children to school and so forth, the evil minions are busy about their foolishness. And if they catch us sleeping, they can slip things in on us. And I keep telling folks all the time, Dr. Short, they want to drive the church underground. And this certainly would do that. And we've got a reprieve if we push back. Now, I'm looking here in the list of those associated with this wonderful organization. And I see you there. But I also see another familiar face. I see Pastor Stephen Broughton, but I also see Bishop E.W. Jackson. And, you know, Bishop broadcasts, his show comes on before mine in the morning and at 9 a.m. Central. And so Bishop E.W. Jackson's involved along with Dr. Randy Short. And I've posted the link for the website in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen. So if you click on the link there, that's Gone Too Far, the number two, you know, written as the numeral two, far.org, and you can learn about and get involved with. You can sign the proclamation. You can support this ministry effort. that this is what we need to be about, being about our daddy's business, our father's business, and pushing back on evil. If you don't keep the weeds in check, they will grow up and choke off the vineyard. And that's what they're looking to attempt to do, to take over. So we got to make sure other names, Dan Fisher, Scott Lively, who else do I see here? Brian Kaminker. I think I met Brian. Arthur Shaper. Thank you, Kaminker, voice in my ear. Peter LaBarbera, who I've met. These individuals are valiant warriors in the good fight of faith. And Dr. Short certainly fits within that number. Sir, share with our listeners how they can reach out to you directly if they want to contact you directly about this ministry effort or other things that you're involved with.
Well, they can call me at 202-710-4294.
Say that again, please.
202-710-4294.
All righty.
Or they can email me at wrandyshort@gmail.com.
So please reach out to Dr. Short if you want to connect with him directly, or you can go to the website as well, and that's gonetoofar.org, and learn about this. I posted the links as it relates to the this. What is it called? Is it called a bill? It's HR, and I've got it written here. And
2282.
And so if they put this forth, the president can veto it, but they can turn around since now because they have control of the House, they can look to pass it anyway?
Well,
is that how that works?
But here's what the good news is that the Senate and that spew wave, because it wasn't a blue wave.
Right.
The Senate is still in the hands of the Republicans.
So this is a Senate bill.
What you need to understand is that bill had, and I haven't checked in the last 2 weeks because they had the shutdown, 201 co-sponsors, which means 202 people are already going to vote for it before it even came to a vote. There are only, 400 people in the House,
right.
435 in the House. You need like 100, 218, 220, whatever, to get something through onto the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have almost the number that you need, and they just added something like almost 40 new Democrats and a large number of them being LGBTQ funded,
yep,
they've got the votes before they even take it to the floor.
Wow.
To get it through the House. The Senate, they have 47 supporters. If they get a few, let me see, if they get 13 Republicans to join them. And we need to remember, Mitch Romney supported gay marriage in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
He'd probably be one. If they can get their couple of Republicans that are hostile to the president, if they can get a few Republicans to turn, they can get that through the Senate. If it gets to the president's desk and he vetoes it, this is when they will make it seem, because they're not talking about what this bill really means, they will put out the lie that Trump is a racist that hates black people and he's against equality.
Uh-huh.
And they will spin that over and over and over again, and people will probably lean on their senators and they will overturn what the president has done. This is what they plan to do. This is why they want to use this. Oh, he needs to be impeached. They don't care about the Russians. This is about pushing this demonic Luciferian agenda on America, breaking this country down, promoting racism and division between peoples instead of protecting our borders and making this country great again, which is what they don't want. A great America has been an America that believed in God.
Yes.
Even the folks didn't fully follow on, there were Bibles. Even when slavery was going on, there were some people that believed. There were churches, there were people telling the truth. This thing plans to plow all of that underground and tramp it underfoot. And one other thing that needs to be very clear about this, all the high-tech industries are huge. I mean, they have people who generate trillions of dollars in sales.
Yes.
Are behind this. The
yes,
unions,
they are.
You name it. And understand we have an election year coming up. A whole lot of people who need campaign contributions may betray their faith in God and may betray the American people and vote for this in the Senate.
trust me, they already have it in the House. And what I want to share with you, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, in 1953, her brother Roosevelt was arrested and charged with raping two underage girls with 14 other men.
Oh, my God.
All sorts of injustice was done to make certain that they didn't have these charges. They weren't convicted for this. So understand, Nancy Pelosi grew up in a household where her brother, who later became mayor of Baltimore, could be not convicted but charged with raping children.
Right.
And so that's in her household.
So the proclivity is there. I get where
and
you're going.
And yeah, look at what she's doing.
Now, Dr. Short, I'm looking in the chat room, and they're chiming in from the Amen Corner. It says, Dr. Short is bringing some powerful truth today. And here's another comment, and said, Dr. Short is not holding any punches. And I knew you would do that when you came on the show, so I really appreciate how you're illuminating this issue. And see, folks, this, again, it just points to how we need to be knowledgeable about what's taking place in the hallways of governance throughout this nation, in particular in our nation's capital, but also at the local level, so that we will not be caught unawares. Because, you know, that which you don't know can kill you, and this is designed to drive the church underground. Because, man, they put this through,
Brother
and
Lonnie,
they'll come after all of us. They're already coming after us. Go
Brother,
ahead.
Brother, there's a song they used to sing, "It's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer."
Mm-hmm.
I want the black people in America to start singing, "It's me, it's me." It's not white folk, it's not Arabs, it's us. Whether there was slavery, Jim Crow, segregation, police slayings, you've got to be right with Jesus Christ. You've got to convert. You must be born again. Your skin color doesn't absolve you from having to get on your knees and ask God for forgiveness. I'm so sick of people acting as if sin is something that other people do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying is true.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tired of folk blaming whitey. Blaming white folk ain't going to do nothing when you face God in the judgment. You'll burn in hell just like anybody else. This is what we have to have a standard in our community, where we allow this Congressional Black Caucus to make a mockery of our God and our people. And their soul brothers and sisters, that Maxine Waters, I could yank her wig off. Sheila Jackson Lee, where's the Pandora ring that has the pedophile symbol on it?
Yeah.
And these are supposedly our protectors. It says man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. That's all mankind. That includes black folks need to, because we're falling off the wagon. Maybe our grandparents used to go to church and believe in God. We've become a very wicked people, man. A very wicked people.
Preaching.
I live here and meet all these black folks who think they're gods. This is wonderful. If you're God, could you pay my student loan and my light bill? Thank you. Oh, it makes me so sick. I could vomit.
I understand, Dr. Short, and so very, very true. You know, the ways being here and having gone to school here, and folks, I mean, you attended Howard University and also Harvard, and so very well versed in the local politics of the region here and on the Eastern Seaboard, and that's exactly what's going on. You know, at one time we were a very valiant and proud people, and I think it's the persecution that made us strong, because we stood up against it and prospered anyway in our communities. But today, we've become a class of victimhood. And, you know.
Well, that is a class of victimhood. We are victimizers. It wasn't white people that poisoned the kids in Flint. That was a black mayor.
Yep.
And one of those secret societies, one of those Greek-letter groups, they all voted to poison the black community. Whites were the minority on the city council. Huh?
Yeah.
How come everybody pointed at the governor? Sure, he was flawed. It would have never happened. See, there's complicity. And the silence of the blacks who are doing great, who allow this filth, allow this degeneracy, as long as they get a check. You know who used to be like that? The Africans that sold us over here.
Preach.
Oh, I'm so sick if I hear another person say white folk, I'll punch him in the face.
I understand. Trust me. Your level of frustration is right there with mine, sir. And we are kindred spirits in that regard. I'm looking at the time here. I need to wrap it up. I'll throw the mic right back to you. Please share with our listeners how they can learn more information about this press conference before I let you go.
The press conference, if you go to the GoneTooFar.com website, they have the information. Of course, you can always write me at wrandyshort@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to Pastor Stephen Broden. His number is 214-394-0098. And he's at ffbf@icloud.com. And all I want to say is pray for a revival, for repentance, for people to repent. We all need to repent. I need to repent. I can't believe some of the stuff that crosses my mind, and I know better. So imagine folks that don't know the Lord.
Preach.
Look at the crime and stuff. You can't put all this on poverty and on other people. Some of this is because folks are full of the devil, and they need to be purged of it.
Amen.
And that can only happen with a saving relationship with Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much, Dr. Short, for coming on the show. You knocked it out the park, as I knew you would. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow at this press conference. And so we're going to let you go now. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Dr. Randy Short. And just to, if you can go to the website link is, I'm looking for it here again, is gonetoofar.org, gone in the number two, far.org. And you can find all the information there. This press conference takes place tomorrow at the National Press Club, which is right here in our nation's capital. Just Google, it'll come right up. Starts at 12. And they'll be there, and that's just right in downtown Washington, D.C. It's just a couple blocks up from Pennsylvania Avenue and just literally a short walk from the White House. Going to be a wonderful event, and there'll be some lion chasers that will be there. And this is what I try to do is get happenings that are taking place here in the swamp so you are apprised of what's taking place so that you can have a call to arms and know what you should do. Reach out to your congressmen, your senators, the politicians that are duly elected, and let them know that you're watching them on this particular piece of legislation. And because politicians, they listen to their voters. But if the voters do not make their presence known, they ignore the voters. And this is concerning H.R. 2282. And I've posted the links there in the chat room as well where you can read up on what they're trying to do. They passed this thing. This will effectively drive the church underground. That means they can come after everybody at the federal level, the state level, and the local level. And they've already been doing it at the local level and the state level. All right, I've got to wrap it up. This is Lonnie Poindexter. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Always an honor and a pleasure to serve you. My final comments before we close out the broadcast. Oh, and first of all, shout outs to everybody in the chat room. I'm even getting text messages on my cell phone about this topic and others. My comments before we close out the broadcast today is, as always, in your Christian walk, in that Christian walk, do not be the largest ship in the harbor, but kindly consider being that tide that raises all those ships. God bless you. Talk to you soon.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.